This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I guess that would be us. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kurt Wilson's with us, armchairsurvivalist.com, armchairsurvivalist.com. We're talking about generators today. And, Kurt, during the top of the hour break, I went out to the metering system that powers our farm via solar power, and we are using right at this moment about 1,600 watts. Now, what that means is I'm running the broadcast. We've got shop lights. We have 7 lights running in the automotive shop where our son is working on farm equipment. We've got the refrigerator and freezer and, you know, all the background kinds of things going on. So right now, average power consumption at the farm is 1,600 watts. So, class, when you look at these generators, you know, keep that in mind. That's what we're using. Now, we're pretty frugal. You know, we don't leave lights on just to make sure that they still work. We turn lights off when we're not using them. Okay, so, but we do use electricity, and I've got 3 computers running right here in the studio, and the mixer and the associated other peripherals necessary. Plus, you know, the rest of the farm is running at 1,600 watts. So, Kurt, let's continue on with this discussion. I want to make sure that our class understands about how many watts is typically being used. I think we're probably a typical user of electricity at 1,600 watts.
Well, let me give the class a reality check on what wattage is. I had a Christmas tree lot, and I had light bulbs, and each light bulb was 100 watts. All right? So I could only run, if I was running 1,600 watts, what is that? That's 16 light bulbs.
That's right.
So people don't understand when you say, when you or I, somebody says, this is how much watts I'm running right now. They go, oh, that's a lot. No, it isn't. Do you run LEDs out in the shop?
No, I've got an investment of about 40 fixtures, fluorescent fixtures. So we're staying with that. So I bought a lifetime supply of fluorescent 8-foot tubes and 4-foot tubes. And I'm serious. I got a pickup truck load of fluorescent light bulbs.
Let me tell you something. Four foot LED tubes are 1/10 the cost to use as fluorescent. I know, I've gone through it. I used to recycle fluorescent tubes in Los Angeles. But it's 1/10 the cost, and the light is so much more effective. This is some, mm-hmm. Check it out sometime. You know, get some and hook them up, and you will tell the difference. And you don't need a balance, by the way.
Okay, I know. I have in our kitchen. We have the can lights, and we put in the retrofit LEDs. I like them because they have a filter on them. I've been in stores where they have the little LED. Oh, they must have 200 or 300 of them per 8-foot tube, and I don't like the light. It bothers me. I like the ones that are filtered. So, but instead of spending $10 or $20 per tube, I decided to spend 50 cents per used LED bulb. I'm sorry, used fluorescent bulb. Nobody wants them anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody wants them. And but because we have enough electricity to to run our farm on fluorescent lights, I decided to stay with it. So it was an economic decision.
For what you're doing, smart. Yeah, but just people really need to understand. You don't need to run everything in your house on the generator. I have.
That's right.
This is strange, but I have 6 generators here. I have one that the Chinese farmers use to pump water in their fields. It's the size of a bowling ball. It's maybe 100 to 150 watts. And you carry it around, it's 2-cycle, and you actually have a knob to turn it from 12 volts all the way up to 150 volts. Okay, it's so cute.
Yeah.
I used to use it a lot. I don't use it anymore. And then a 1200 watt generator, then a 2500, then a 3500, then a 4500, and then I've got a 7000 that is mounted on concrete, and it runs on propane, natural gas, or gasoline. So I got all of them. So if I just want to run a freezer or two, I don't need to fire up the big boy. So that's what I do.
Okay. You have 3 times more than we do. We have 2 generators. We have one that's a PTO driven generator class. What this is it's very heavy. And there's a shaft that is a telescoping shaft that you can hook up to the back of a tractor. And it takes 40 horsepower to run this. 40 horsepower. That's real horsepower. That's not, you know, these imaginary horsepower ratings that a lot of gasoline generators have. This is real horsepower, net horsepower. So it takes a diesel tractor to run this particular generator, and it's 25,000 watts. We've never had to use anywhere near that. It's trailer mounted, but the idea was, well, we probably have a battery in a tractor that works. We have a small 20 horsepower diesel tractor that can drive this, and I've mounted this with onto a trailer. So if you have a ball hitch on your tractor, you can just drop this little trailer. I bought the trailer at Harbor Freight, and I mounted it, and so I can just roll this thing around. It's really heavy. It's probably 500 pounds, but the way I have it balanced, one person can kind of drag this around, hook it up to a tractor. Now, I said 40 horsepower to get 25,000 watts, but you don't need that much. So what I can do is I can drive this with a little 4-cylinder or 3-cylinder diesel tractor, 20 horsepower, and I can use about a 0.5 gallon of fuel an hour, and I can power the entire farm with that. That's our backup generator. Our main generator is a military surplus, and the actual model number is MEP-002A. This weighs 1,164 pounds. It's 2-cylinder. It's very heavy. It's the size of a refrigerator lying on its side or on its back. It uses about 4 quarts of oil in its lubrication system. It's got multiple fuel filters. This is a heavy-duty, continuous-run generator. It only runs at 1,800 RPM. And I think I paid, I'm guessing, between $1,200 and $1,400 for it. This particular one is extremely loud. You could hear it 3 blocks away. Unless you get it with what's called the ASK, the acoustic sound kit. Now, the sound kit is just a steel skin covering the generator with some fiberglass insulation. It's well done, but it really drives up the cost of this particular generator. I'm looking at one on the internet. It's for sale for $3,000. $3,000. No, just the generator.
Oh.
Without the kit. Now, this is way high priced. But you can probably find this particular generator, the MEP-002A military surplus generator. You can probably still get them for about $1,800 or so. And they come in various conditions. Some of them are painted desert camo. Some are painted green, like the Vietnam era. And that's what they are, Vietnam era generators. And that 5,000-watt generator can power our whole farm without, you know, accepting air conditioning or the heat pump. It can't do that. But it can run the well. It can run the air circulation system. It can power the lighting. So what I'm saying, for me, 5,000 watts is enough. But that's a real 5,000 watts. That's not one of these Chinese generators that's overrated where they say 5,000 watts and they really mean like 2,500 watts. Okay, so it's a real 5,000 watts. And it works great and uses about a half a gallon of diesel per hour. So that's what we do. Now, what are your thoughts about gasoline versus... oh, by the way, this generator is rated to run at least 8,000 hours. 8,000 hours. And when you have a generator, here's what typically happens. There's a storm, and people go, oh, you know, still don't have any lights. Looks like, wow, it's like half a day already. Oh, it's now a day. We're starting to get cold. Let's go see if they have any generators at Home Depot or Lowe's or Walmart or whatever.
Yeah.
And they get sold out really quickly, right? By the next day, they're all gone. And what people, there are two things. That happens. Then what happens is people don't realize how much fuel these gasoline generators use, like a gallon an hour. So they've got a 5-gallon can. They go, well, this is good. This will last us 5 hours. And then they realize how much fuel they need to keep these things running, these gasoline-powered big box store generators, like a gallon an hour, literally. Now, the more you load it up, the more electricity you demand from it, the harder it works, the more fuel it consumes. But it still consumes a minimum. And I would think that if you got by with a half a gallon an hour, that'd be a wish. But what happens next is
that's why I have so many different generators.
Yeah, you size them for what's going on. Right.
Yeah, and I tell people ask me all the time, you know, what size generator should I get? And I would ask them, why do you want a generator? Well, I want to keep my house powered. Why? Well, in case the power goes out. Well, what are you going to power? You're going to power your microwave. You want to power your electric range. You want to power your heat pump. You're going to figure about $10,000.
Right.
And what? I can see these, and they tell me I see generators all the time for $500 to $1,000. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's your freezer. Your refrigerator, mm-hmm. and some minor lighting throughout the house. You don't need all of that. And the other thing with a generator, again, you mentioned fuel. You got to store fuel.
Yes.
If it's gasoline, even well-treated gasoline is going to last maybe 5 years. Diesel, you treat it, it's 10 years plus. But if you have propane never goes bad. You'll store propane for 100 years, as long as it doesn't leak out of the canister. Mm-hmm. The drawback with propane is that if you got a 10,000 watt generator and you're running it on propane, you're only going to get about 7,500 watts out of it. It's lower, but the engine will last longer because there's no contaminant.
All correct. You'll use more fuel. You'll use more propane than you will gasoline, and you'll use more gasoline than you will diesel.
Right.
Diesel's the most
diesel's
efficient.
The best.
Yep, we'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about generators. And I believe I heard Kurt Wilson say that diesel's the best. And I absolutely agree with him. The generators that we have here on our farm are diesel. And for the reasons that he mentioned, one, diesel lasts a long time. And you don't have to worry about the problems with carburetors gumming up from the fuel evaporating or volatilizing and leaving your carburetor stuck if you have a gasoline-powered generator. But what you can do, well, with diesel, we have diesel here for the farm, for our tractors. But our particular generator, because it's heavy, it's so heavy that when we put it in the garage, where we have a freestanding garage where we planted this generator, and we have a three-point hitch on a 4,000-pound tractor. It's a 40-horsepower tractor, but it weighs about 4,000 pounds. So we have a boom pole that comes out the back of this as an implement on the back of the tractor. We hooked it up on the hook to pick up this generator and put it in position, back it into the garage. But we had to have a couple people sit on the front of the tractor because this generator was so heavy that it lifted the front of a 4,000-pound tractor, lifted the front wheels off the ground. I'm sure you've seen these kinds of improvising methods to, you know, to do things, but that's what we had to do. But this generator is awesome. Now, I paid twice the price for this used generator that you would pay for a big box store generator of about the same capacity, right? But it will last probably another couple decades if we take care of it.
Well, the generator you got has cast iron heads as opposed to the aluminum heads that are on most of the generators you buy. It's actually built like an engine should be built. So people have a comparison. When you keep saying 40 horsepower tractor, my first car was a 59 VW Bug. It was only 36 horses.
Mm-hmm.
Your tractor's stronger than my first car.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, and that's a small tractor. A 40 horsepower tractor is a small tractor. And now this generator is really loud. It doesn't come with a muffler. It just has an exhaust pipe. It's a military generator. And since they're making all kinds of noises anyway, and with bombs exploding and rifles going off and so forth, what's a little generator noise? Well, they didn't worry about the muffler. So I had to fabricate a muffler. And what I did was I went to the local muffler shop, and I said, I would like to buy some exhaust pipe. Can you bend it for me? And the guy said, sure. They said, okay, here are the lengths. Here's the lengths. Here's the bends at these locations. And so he made a whole bunch of pieces for me to my specifications. And I said, okay, so now I need a muffler. Now, what do you have in a small car four-cylinder muffler that will fit this pipe? And he said, well, I've got one for an import. And I said, okay, that sounds good. So I bought a muffler for about $20 brand new, and I bought all the pipes. So when it was all done, it was about $40 worth of muffler and pipe, and I bought the muffler clamps, and I put it all together. So I have this fabricated exhaust system hooked up to this diesel generator in the garage, and then I welded together a heat shield. So I have a heat shield that protects the garage from burning down from the exhaust heat, and then I have a through-the-wall exhaust outlet, and I have a heat shield I made that's air-cooled, so I have a double-wall pipe through the wall to keep the garage from burning down, and an exhaust outside. And what you hear is, it's really quiet. I mean, it sounds like a car running. If I close the garage door, you can't hear this roaring diesel engine. It runs at 1,800 RPM. So that's what I did. And that was one of the first things you mentioned. Generators are loud, right? And they are.
Right.
So you can't hear ours. Literally, you can't hear it. So
that's an
important thing. And you can, in class, you can fabricate your own. Or you can go to a guy who's got a welder and tell him, this is what you're trying to do. And they can make something for you. So that's all possible. But if getting back to the fuels, I think the fuel is, once you decide what size generator you need, and if you decide 5,000 watts is, right for you, you can then go shopping. But then you need to pick the fuel. Now, if you're going to use a gallon an hour of gasoline, is that something that you're prepared for? Because what if you have an outage for a couple of days? How do you handle that? Do you turn the generator on and off? So I'd like to hear, Kurt, what your thoughts are on selecting the fuel, and then how do you use the generator? Do you just run it until the power comes back on? That's kind of hard to do, right? So we'll talk about that when we come back.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Renes takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
It's gonna be sliding.
Turn up. What are today's hot?
Today, I've got your.
Take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kurt Wilson's with us. And we've been talking about generators. And this was at the request of truck driver Jay. And here he is. Welcome, truck driver Jay.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Or good morning, I guess. hey, now, I have several questions. Absolutely excellent show. Covered some really good information. How do you know how much wattage? Because when you have a generator, you know, generators are rated by wattage. How do you know what appliances are drawing how much wattage? You know,
Okay, we've got the answer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Kurt?
Well, I cheat. I have this little thing that plugs in the wall that I plug the appliance into. It's called kilowatt. And it actually tells you how many watts you're using. I got it right here.
If you go to eBay, I did during the break, you can get one for $21 shipped, no tax.
You can get two of them for basically $16 each, and that's what I got.
Okay. Kilowatt, K-I-L-L-A-Watt, W-A-T-T. I have one, too. Go ahead. Okay. Please continue.
Yeah, and then you just plug it in. You plug it in like you got a refrigerator, all right? So you plug this in the wall, then you plug the refrigerator into it, and you let it run. Just let it run for a couple hours or even a whole day, and then look at the screen. It's the LCD screen. It'll tell you how many watts. Write it down, and write down what it's for. It's for my upright refrigerator in the house, and you write down whatever it says. And then you check each thing that you think you want to have running. Because you don't need to check your, you don't need to do your lights. And that's the thing people don't think about. You don't need to do your lights. You're smart enough. You got kerosene lanterns, or you got propane lanterns, or you got battery powered lanterns or lights or something like that. We're not talking about a grid down type thing. We're talking about powers out for a day or two or three or four. So,
if you use LED lighting, if you, you know, have LED light bulbs, the screw-in kind, they use so little electricity, it's insignificant. I'm talking 10 watts, okay? 10 watts. So if you're looking at a 5,000-watt generator, 10 watts is insignificant. Okay? The things that are significant are the devices that have heavy power cords. Your toaster, forget it. Your toaster is looking for about 1,500 watts. Are you going to devote one-third of your generator to your toaster? I think you're going to go without toast, right?
Same thing with the microwave.
Yeah. Your stove? You're going to go with, if you have an electric stove, forget it. I mean, literally, forget it. If you have your generator configured to your electric stove, let's say you have a 5,000-watt generator, and you turn on the burner, your generator is going to stall. If you turn on your hot water heater, electric hot water heater, your generator is going to stall. If you turn on your heat pump for heat in the winter or your heat pump for air conditioning in the summer, your generator is going to stall. So what you do is you say, what can I live without? And how can I get around having, when this happens, typically, it's cold. That's when people are using a lot of electricity. That's when the power lines seem to get overloaded and sometimes fail. Or ice storms or snowstorms when it's cold. So think about how are you going to have heat, because you're not going to be able to have a plug-in electric heating unit run on your generator. It's not viable. So you're going to have some other kind of heat and some other kind of cooking and some other way of heating your hot water. So you get rid of those appliances that use electricity, like the hot water heater, like the stove. Okay? You're not going to be doing any ironing either. So an easy way to figure out what the heavy power consumers are is look at the power cords. The heavier the power cord, the more power consumption. And then read the amps. It'll say 120 volts at 10 amps. And you multiply volts times amps, and you get watts. So 120 volts times 10 amps is 1,200 watts. 1,200 watts. You know, four of those devices will tax your generator to the max if you have a 5,000-watt generator. And by the way, these generators, these gasoline generators, are not rated continuous duty. They're just temporary. And they only last 30 days. If you were to start one up on the first of the month and run it, and then keep fueling it, it would be worn out at the end of the month. Worn out. Shot. Because they're not designed to last a long time. Not like the one that I bought, the military surplus, that will run 8,000 hours continuously.
That's good information.
Yeah. So There's another alternative, which we haven't talked about. Kurt, would you like to talk about inverters instead of a generator?
Well, that would be if you have a battery power, like solar.
Well, here's what I was thinking. I have an inverter that we have a Jeep, and we use this Jeep around the farm, and the Jeep has a 12-volt battery. That's the battery that starts the Jeep. It's an old Jeep. It's a 1994. It's a work Jeep. It's nothing to be real proud of, that's for sure. And if we need electricity around the farm where there is none, we take a 2,500-watt inverter with us. And it has, like, clamps, battery clamps, like booster cable clamps. And you can just clip them on, raise the hood, clip them onto the Jeep battery. I can start the Jeep and run it, and I can run a power saw, a plug-in power saw, on this inverter. I can run a small welder, a very small welder, on this inverter. I can run a well pump, a small one, on this inverter. I can run electric lighting on this inverter. And typically, an inverter, you can get one for a couple hundred dollars. Now, it's going to be 120 volts. You're probably not going to find one 240 volts. But you can use that temporarily, too. So here's the thing. Here's another alternative. If you have a vehicle, you probably have, on average, a half a tank of fuel. So if there's an ice storm and you don't have a generator, but you did have an inverter, you could start your vehicle, hook up your inverter, run some extension cords, and power that freezer or that refrigerator. Maybe one at a time. Maybe just the refrigerator or just the freezer or just the lighting. And then when you're done running the freezer to keep it cold, then you shut off the vehicle.
I got one thing I got to make sure we cover before anything else is said, is that maintenance on these things is vital.
Yes.
You need to change the oil. See, these are motors that are running hard. They use oil. And do never buy a generator, and I've seen these, that it's what's called a sealed generator. It's like compressors. They have sealed compressors, so you never have to add oil. That's a throwaway. Literally, throw it away. So make sure you know what oil goes in your generator, and make sure you use the highest quality you can. I always use castor oil. And if you, and here's another trick, and there's some people, though, there are pros and cons on this, but I've never seen it treat me bad. I use a type of slick fit. You know what slick 50 is?
It's PTFE, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's a trick behind that. If you get a quart of slick 50 at Walmart, only a cup of it is actually PTFE or Teflon. The rest of it's carrier. So what I do is I shake it up real good, and I pour it into a quart jar, and I let it sit overnight. And by morning, the treatment itself is settled to the bottom. So I suck out the oil carrier, and then I add what's left into my generator. And it treats the walls inside of there. I've actually increased my blood pressure. I've actually increased the compression of the motor using that. I saved one. I went to a yard sale, and this guy had a 4,000-watt generator for sale. It smoked like a pig. And it was a kind that didn't use rings. It used something else inside of it. It was just a cheap, 4,000-watt generator. I don't remember what it was, but I gave him $25 for it. It purred like a kitten, but it smoked. I took it home. I cleaned it up. I flushed it out, and I put I didn't use any oil. I used all Teflon treatment inside the motor. It was 3 quarts, and I let it run on no load for about 2 hours. And by the time I was done, there was no smoke in the thing. I still have it, and it doesn't smoke anymore.
Now, you're bringing up a really good point, Kurt, and that is that these generators that you get at the big box stores are like lawnmower engines. And they run, when they run the generator, they run at 3,600 RPM. A gasoline-powered generator typically runs at 3,600 revolutions per minute. That is wide open throttle, okay? Wide open throttle. Now, when you think about it, when you're driving your automobile, how often do you run at wide open throttle? Not too much, right? Because you know that your engine is not going to last very long. It's really hard on the machinery. So your generator, when you're running it, is running at wide open throttle. That's why they don't last very long. So that's why these generators only last about a month. And typically you would change the engine oil every 25 hours. Well, it's 24 hours in a day. That means if you have one of these generators running continuously, big box store generators, you need to change the oil every day. Every day.
Oh, just before last break, you asked, how long do you run the thing till it runs out of gas at the end of the day? Well, here's what we do. On our freezers and refrigerators, if the power's out, we cover them with moving pads to hold any of the coldness into the refrigerator, because they all leak. Mm-hmm. The seals will leak out. Mm-hmm. The chest freezers, we open up and we lay moving pads inside on top of the food and then close the lid. And I run the generator for about 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turn it off for, I don't know, about 2 hours. Because there's nothing that we have that I have to use. I have 12-volt TVs, 12-volt radio, 12-volt lights, you know, kerosene lights. I got all that stuff. I can run my computer. I have a laptop. I can run it on a car battery. So I'm not concerned about that. So we run it. We cycle it. Two on, two off, two on, four off if we're going to be gone for a while. And coldness is just fine.
Yeah. So the takeaways from this class so far, from what I've heard Kurt say, diesel is your best choice, but it's going to be more expensive. It's going to be heavier. Gasoline is an option, but you're going to use a lot of it. And if you go to natural gas or propane, the engines are going to last longer. We'll be right back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have idle power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, truck driver Jay, did we answer some of your questions about generators today?
I still got one more. Now, Vince, I know you have solar power, and I'm guessing you have a very large battery to store the power you generate from the solar panels. How long will a large battery last under normal load?
Okay, our solar array can, at the current time, can deliver about 25 kilowatts of electricity per day. That's, you know, when the sun's shining and it's a nice, bright, sunny day. I can charge our batteries and I can get through the night if I'm careful. Now, the battery bank is 40 cells, 40 individual batteries or cells that make up a battery, and each cell is 1.2 volts. And if you add that together, you get a 48-volt battery bank. It's 500 ampere hours. It weighs 4,400 pounds, the battery bank.
Wow.
So it's pretty substantial. It's about 8 feet long.
Mine weighs more than that. Mine's a Prius. you use a Prius and you hook up your inverter. I've got a 5,000 watt inverter I hook up to my Prius. The interesting thing with the Prius is it only runs when it's needed to charge the battery. So I park it in the garage. I have an exhaust pipe running out of the garage, and I start the car and I leave it running.
How much is a used Prius with a battery bank that's, you know, viable? Can you get one for $4,000 or $5,000?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. In fact, okay. If all you want is the battery bank, you can buy that on eBay.
And how much would that cost? Over $1,000?
Probably about $1,500 to $2,000.
Okay. And so you'd have to have a heavy pickup truck to get it?
Or an empty Prius. Yeah, a pickup.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, they ship them. It's not that expensive. It's a great idea. There's a guy on YouTube that's showing how to do that. But you can, you got a great idea with having emergency service have an inverter. I got a Dodge truck. It's got a built-in inverter, 2,500 watt inverter.
Mm-hmm.
Just plug it in a dash. But there's the thing with generators, people, and this is the bottom line. You have to take care of it. The physical, here's the key. The physical universe, and you know this, Vinny. The physical universe, no matter what it is in there, is designed to last a specific time if you do minor care. You can extend the life of particles in the physical universe by increasing the type, the quality, and the duration of the care you take of them. It's just like a shotgun. If all you do is shoot it and never clean it, that thing's going to corrode out on you in a few years. But if you shoot it and clean it and oil it and wipe it down and keep it in a silicone bag, it'll last 100 years. And it's the same thing with a generator. Generators put out a lot of heat, a hell of a lot of heat. You have to be able to disperse the heat. You cannot shove a generator in a small room like a shed and then close all the doors. And this shouldn't have to be said, but we have an article in the newspaper at least once a month up here. I'm in North Idaho. It's a motor, guys. It puts out carbon monoxide. You cannot keep it enclosed in your garage. And people do that. And then
absolutely
the carbon monoxide seeps through the door into the house, and the whole family ends up dead by morning.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely common
true
sense is a prerequisite to using this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real that's a real point, common sense.
And when we use our diesel generator, the garage doors are opened. There's roof vents. There's e-vents. And the exhaust is plumbed outside. Jay, I hope we answered some of your questions. And, you know, feel free to ask more. And we can do even more in-depth discussion on generators. But the bottom line... Yeah, our pleasure. The bottom line is the big box store generators are designed to run once in a while, every few years, for a few hours. That's really how they're designed. They're not designed to last 40 years. Kurt Wilson, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, we'll see you later.
Yeah.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.